How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
You solemnly swear the evidence you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Welcome to Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I.
Come on, Johnny, you might as well talk. Who robbed that payroll truck?
I've read the case files, have you?
This sure gives an airtight alibi.
Crime Time is heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Check out podcasts of our shows or listen live at biztalkradio.com. And now, your host of Crime Time, Vito Colucci, P.I.
Good evening, everybody. Sunday night is the time for Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I. We're in the middle of the summer, all over the country. And folks, no matter if you guys got it a little humid or you got more pleasant temperatures, this is summer. Just keep in mind, for most states, winter is coming. And it will rear its ugly head in a matter of months. So enjoy what you have right now. Again, thank you for all the nice emails I get and just the people that I talk to and appreciate it. In fact, right now, I'm just thinking of it. This is the 50th-year anniversary of Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I. I just remembered that. Well, thank you again, everyone, for making the show as popular as you've made it and as much fun, and I got to meet so many new people, so many new guests from all across the country. Okay? Keep buying Rogue Town. We're having a ball with it. We're writing Rogue Town 2 now. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. And that's about all the publicity I'm going to do right now. We're going to get to the heart of the matter. The heart of the matter. Our show tonight, one of our most popular guests that we have on every so often, is probably making its fourth or fifth time on the show here for over a five-year period, is Chaplain Gary Cortese. He's from the Chicago area, and you know him as our lead chaplain that we talk to about the things going on across the country and what's new. You know, folks, for many years we just thought about a chaplain, and I even saw this a couple weeks ago. I was visiting somebody in the hospital, and the chaplain came in very, very nice, said a couple words with the person that I was there to see, and said a prayer and said their goodbyes, left his card with us. And sometimes the chaplain work goes much, much, much more intense than that. And we're dealing with somebody that has started a whole program about behavioral health in the fire service. And he just came back from speaking and attending this week, a couple days ago, a two-day event on how to keep the first responders from the fire department and the police department healthy. And this is healthy mentally, healthy emotionally, and also to help connect those same people, those resources, from one set of fire departments to other sets of fire departments and police departments all across the nation. At this event that Chaplain Cortez went to, there was representatives there following departments. Fire Department of New York, there's Chicago Fire was there, Boston Fire, Providence, Rhode Island Fire, Milwaukee Fire, Palm Beach County Fire and Rescue, and Baton Rouge, Louisiana Fire. And here to talk about that, and stuff is becoming more newer, and I'm very excited about it, Chaplain Gary Cortez. Welcome, Gary.
Well, thank you, Vito. Always a pleasure to be with you, and thank you for the grim reminder that winter
is coming.
Yes, yes. You're kind of, as long as being a chaplain and a pastor of a church, you're kind of a semi-authority on snowstorms, I have heard, since your winter
yes.
in the Rockford area of Illinois kind of starts about November 1st. And I talked to you this last winter, and I guess we talked well into April. So you almost have a six-month winter where you are. Is that correct?
That's true. Northern Illinois understands that there are four seasons, almost
yes,
winter.
Tell me what they are.
Well, you start off almost winter, still winter, and road construction.
That's a good one, yeah, from all the cracks and everything on the road, right?
Oh, it's terrible.
Well, listen, welcome back. This was exciting. Why don't you tell our listeners what this was all about?
Yeah, it's a very exciting time. There seems to be a shift or a change, or perhaps maybe the better way to say it is an openness to discussing the reality of mental health issues or behavioral health. How do we keep firefighters and police officers healthy in their emotions? And some of the heavy hitters across the nation shared their programs and what they are doing. This is a very proactive time, and really departments across the nation are being encouraged to get a health and wellness program established before your personnel run into problems, because really it's just a matter of time before the firefighter, the paramedic, police officer will experience some level of dysfunction in their own life, in the lives of their family members. It's almost inevitable, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but think about what the police officer and firefighter deal with on a regular basis. And you know that yourself, Vito, from the things that you experienced.
Right. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I can't believe, Chaplain, that this has gone on for so many decades, and not a word about this ever went on. I mean, you know, right. You could be in a blazing gun battle, and maybe your partner, God forbid, got killed, and people that you guys have shot, let's say the police officers. And back in the era, you just get, you know, good work, take a couple days off, and come back in. Amazing.
Right.
I mean, you know, yeah. I'm reading these things here, Chaplain. It says here, a fire department is four times more likely to experience a firefighter suicide from among their ranks than a line of duty death. Everybody always
That's
pictures,
right.
Well, you be a fireman. The only thing you got to worry about is to get those major fires, and God forbid you may get killed in it. Okay? Well, we're talking
right.
about suicides. And we're going to talk
yeah.
about that. So what do you think?
Yeah. Well, you think about that. And if your listeners could put it into perspective, what you just told us, according to the statistics, is that firefighters are killing themselves more often than any other force of nature is killing them. Firefighters are committing suicide four times more often than a fire or other related situations. So this really is an alarm, and it gets worse in the law enforcement culture. Police officers are killing themselves more than one a day in this nation, Vito.
That is unbelievable. And that's not even counting the police officers, I imagine, that get killed in the line of duty. We're talking about suicides here, because my reports that were given to me by you said more than one police officer each day, one every 17 hours to suicide. So that's not
okay.
saying shot in the line of duty.
That's correct. And suicides take longer to report. So a line of duty death gets reported immediately, and there's so much honor that is attached to giving your life in service, and rightfully so. However, when we think of suicide, there's not a whole lot of honor that goes along with that. That's a black eye to everyone. It's a terrible tragedy to the family of the police officer, firefighter, and it really is a terrible thing for the community, for the department. Everybody loses when there's a suicide. Everybody loses.
Right. I mean, I'm thinking of one of these many killings, shootouts that we've seen on the air over the last couple of weeks regarding police officers and subjects, and one that just happened with a police officer from a major university. And as I was watching the news, it just said, now they just put a bond on him, a high bond, and I believe they're watching him. They have a suicide watch on him already, obviously everything that he did, but also the worry of maybe going to trial going to jail or even not going to jail. The pressure of what you just did in the line of duty is, amazing.
Yeah, and you know what, Vito? It is really time for administrators and departments and city officials to put their big boy and girl pants on and start taking responsibility and get proactive in saving our own. We know how to save others. We know how to train up our civil servants to serve and protect others, but we have failed them in training them on how to take care of themselves. And this
I want you to hold that thought. We got to go to a hard break. We'll be back with Chaplain Gary Cortez. Stand by.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Bridge Over Troubled Water by Paul Simon. We are back, Chaplain Gary Cortez, talking about the great things going on across the country to help the fire department and to help the police officers. And, Chaplain, you are that bridge over troubled water when you come to a situation. And every situation is totally different, even as a cop. Going back to even a husband and wife fight, people may say, oh, they're all the same. You go, no, everyone's different. You never know what you're going, what to expect in things of that nature. So, Chaplain, you are the bridge over troubled water when you arrive at a scene.
Well, we certainly try to be. And, you know, many firefighters and police officers feel a measure of comfort and strength when a spiritual presence arrives on scene. You know, when you're dealing with death and destruction, as often as our first responders do, you know, it really does help to insulate. And you describe it good, a bridge over troubled waters, because some of these things are, boy, they're so difficult. These are things that you don't normally see and you don't want to see, you shouldn't have to see. And, you know, when you as a chaplain arrive on scene, primarily it is a ministry of presence. And you represent the highest power in the universe. And often I'm told, boy, we're glad to see you. Thank you for coming. Usually they thank me. I would say without fail, every single time they thank me for showing up. And that makes it all worthwhile, really.
Wow. But yeah, that's amazing. What would you say to the people that would say to you, okay, wait, you show up at the scene. Wait, what's this chaplain going to do? Pour religion into this whole family or what? What's he trying to do here? And I know you, and I know in your answer that you have said to me, it's more about getting that scene, the scene of the accident where maybe some people lay dead, the fire where now you have to notify, or with the chief, the fire chief, you have to notify that people were killed inside their part of their family. So you said to me that it's basically what you try to do initially is to calm that situation. Just show love, not show love as a Muslim, not show love as a agnostic, not show love as a Baptist or whatever, but just show love as a chaplain.
That is exactly right. I am there to extend love, mercy, and compassion. And I will tell you, the ones who kick up a fuss and complain about the separation of church and state and the freedom from religion and the political correctness and all that other nonsense, those are the ones who are not directly affected by or involved in the tragedy. Nobody who was directly involved and connected to death and destruction has ever turned me away. Not one time has anybody who was directly connected or involved ever said to me, "Well, gee, sir, what denomination do you represent? I'm afraid you might be violating my civil rights." I can assure you, Vito, in the 15 years that I have served as a police and fire chaplain, not one time has that ever happened. And, you know, you think about some of these scenes where in Sandy Hook, where 20 precious, innocent young lives were systematically slaughtered. There's no political correctness there. There's no violating anybody's civil rights. There's a need for all of the resources to come together to help one another through this evil, dark valley. So that's a subject that is so near and dear to my heart. There's no such thing as political correctness on the scene of a tragedy, so why do we tolerate it at any other time?
So what's the old saying, there's no atheists in a foxhole, an old war
you
saying?
You got that right. That's right. That's
just
right.
Go to that one. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get right back into this conference that Chaplain went to. We want to make sure that we learn what exactly went on there. Tell the listeners all across the country, Chaplain, what went on there? What were the people talking about? What did you talk about?
Well, and I'll tell you, this is such an important time in the fire service and in the law enforcement communities, because what was being discussed and what was being talked about were the programs that departments have put into place, the programs that departments are looking to put into place. And that's really where I came in. I can offer assistance to departments to help them get started on a comprehensive health and wellness program, which is designed to keep your personnel working longer, working healthier. It reduces costs over the period of time. So a department that's looking at the issue and saying, hey, how do we help our personnel? What do we do? Well, as part of your comprehensive program, you need a good chaplain. And I like to say it this way. My goal is to see that every firehouse and every police department has a pastor, just to serve the needs of that department as part of the wellness program. And so it was so exciting to hear from the fire departments across the nation, the bigger ones, the smaller ones, and they're all saying the same thing. We want to help our own stay healthy and reduce dysfunction in the fire service and the law enforcement community. I think that's the key, really.
Wow. Now, are you the one that have put together both the video that I saw you speaking on and also the handout, the behavioral health in the fire service, a chaplain summary and recommendations? Was that
yes.
something that came to you and that you put together?
Yeah, just by attending conferences and seminars, being a part of different meetings and functions, I put together a summary, and it's behavioral health in the fire service and also behavioral health in the law enforcement community. And basically, it's an attempt to raise awareness, to carry the torch, if you will, and any departments that are considering what else they should do. This is a summary to help give them an outline, if you will, and videos that we are producing, videos that are really faith-based resources to encourage personnel that, you know what, it's okay to pray in public. It's okay to invoke the name of the Lord. It's okay to bring your faith into the fire. You better bring your faith into the firehouse, and you better bring your faith with you into the squad car. These things are okay, and they are necessary, because I hate to say it only gets worse from here. That's the post-9/11 reality of the world that we live in. And I think anybody will agree with these attacks that are going on, with these things that are happening, we got major problems in this country.
Well, hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Chaplain Gary Cortese. Stand by.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline, a licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
If I ever lose my faith in you by Sting, we are back. Chaplain Gary Cortez, back from the big conference. Behavioral health booklet, pamphlet he has out, videos. He's really moving along, and the police departments and the fire departments are getting very excited about this. They have somebody to go to talk to privately. You know, the whole bit, you know, folks, I know I've said this many times, but being an ex-cop, when my time came for a shootout with my partner and my lieutenant with the bad guys, and one bad guy lay dead and one was wounded, that night getting back to headquarters, good job, pat on the back. It was a Friday night. They said, take the next couple days off. We'll see you on Monday. No one called me over the weekend. No one asked when I went back to work. Ways down the road later, they hand me the combat cross. And that's it. That was it. Oh, sure, the award. That's nice. It goes in your jacket at work, and, you know, you're looked at as a hero. And that's something interesting, Chaplain. People get looked at as heroes. They come out of the fire. I've seen this picture many times, holding that infant, that little one-year-old in their arms, all black from the smoke and everything else. And the baby dies, okay? And now you never, at least as far as I know, it may be different in different departments. Don't send me nasty letters, everybody. The baby dies. That fireman who carried that baby out of the house has to go home now to his own three right. children, maybe a child that same age. That's what this is all about, right, Chaplain?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Going home to your own family, but also going home to the reality that firefighter was not able to save a life that he is sworn to protect.
Right.
That's a hard reality. That's a very hard reality for our firefighters, our paramedics, our police officers, to have to endure a loss, the knowledge and the reality that you could not save that life on your watch. That's a really tough one, tougher than the average citizen will ever understand, really.
Yeah, you know, people, they think of firemen. I can remember years ago when I turned 21, I'm joining the police department, I said. You know how many friends and relatives said to me, this was their what they thought. Oh, you should join the fire department instead. You eat, you sleep, nice stuff. You probably play a little gin with the other guys. That was the perception of what the firemen did all day long. Yeah, once in a while, you know, you go put out this bushfire. I see it all the time with these guys coming. Four trucks sometimes to put out a bushfire. So they got bad recollections of what's going on in the real world.
Yeah, and that's true, Vito. I've heard that all, but I'll be honest with you. When there's a motor vehicle accident, when there's some type of a disaster, when there's a house fire, a structure fire, you are never more happy to see those trucks come whizzing down the road and come flying to you. You know, I mean, it's. I know there's a lot of misconceptions, and I think by and large some of that is starting to change. You know, and especially after 9/11, I think that was 9/11 was very bad, but it was also very good. And I know that sounds a little bit crazy to say, But it brought other things into the spotlight. I totally relate to what you're saying because my own grandfather was on the job as a cop. His career spanned five decades. And, walking with him on his beat, I never gave it a second thought. The fire service, the fire department, much like what you said, what do? They sit around, they eat all day and do nothing.
I know. 9/11, let's speak about that a little bit. 9/11 comes, and I know exactly what you mean about a little good coming out of that, okay? So I want our listeners to understand the good that came out of it was from that day, from 9/11, for weeks and even several months, the churches across the country, synagogues, were packed with people. Why? I got to ask you that, Chaplain. You're a pastor of your own church, too, in Illinois.
Yes.
What happened? What was in people's minds then, Gary, 2 days after 9/11, after hearing the president and everything else? Flags. I drove down the street. I don't even see it anymore. It breaks my heart. There was flags, little flags on everybody's windows, rear windows, everything going on.
Yeah.
You know? What happened?
Yeah.
Why did people run to these churches, synagogues?
Yeah, and that good that I mentioned was very short-lived, I'm sorry to say. And I think people in our own church here in northern Illinois, we had standing room only. We couldn't fit them in.
Wow.
And that didn't last very long, sadly. But I think it shows us, and it should show the rest of the world, that inherent in who we are as a nation, we are people of faith. And that is never more obvious than in times of crisis or tragedy. What do? We turn to our faith. We turn to our synagogues, our churches, our houses of worship, and rightfully so. Now, that's a demonstration that's a part of the fabric of who we are, and you cannot and you should not fundamentally change that. That's who we are, and I wish that good from 9/11 would continue, but sadly, as we know, it doesn't. You look sometimes and you wonder, boy, did everybody forget that there was church this morning? But it's still a good reminder that we are a people of faith, and I think one of the other things that came out of 9/11 is that it does take all of us to rise above any challenge. It takes family, church, and state. Those are the three main components of who we are as a nation. Strong families, strong churches, and strong government. Now, I know that might be a little confusing to some, but those are the three main components that we need, and that's who we are as a people.
Right. I mean, that's very important. I mean, and that's 14 years ago. And look what's happened to the people that you just talked about. Chaplain Cortez, look what's going on again. I know I said that, but look what's going on with these people. There's such anger. There's such hatred going on in this country right now. And, the other countries laugh at us. I mean, we have to get our act together, and they would need a chaplain to take care of the entire populace of the United States. They would need a lot of Gary Cortezes. And but that was interesting what you said about 9/11, and even from the aspect of your own church, you know. So what do we need to do? I mean, when is this going to be? This is spreading already across the country. What you're doing, what your work. So how long will it take to get around to the East Coast, West Coast, all around town?
Well, I think the key has to be people of passion who rise up and take the torch, as it were. And, we can't be wishy-washy in our message. We must stand and stand firm. And I think the key has to be, as many people as I can infect, if you will. I jokingly say I'm going to infect you with my propaganda now. If I can instill that in one person, and they can get excited about it, and they can instill it in another person, and it just starts spreading like a wildfire, you know, not to use that expression, but and that's really what we need. We need a bunch of wildfire to just spread across the land, and people who aren't afraid to stand up and say, we are one nation under God, and we need to work together. We need to stick together. We're not here to judge anybody. That's not my job. I'm not here to judge anybody or shift blame and point the finger. But I certainly need to figure out, how do I work together with the other resources? And as I mentioned, your family, church, and state. And that will protect us and insulate us from the real enemy, and to stay excited about who we are as a nation. Let's accentuate and let's highlight all that's right, all that's positive and good, and stop focusing in on the negative. And we really need more of that type of reporting. Let's focus on what's so good about us and what's so right about us. And I think that will help get the message across.
That sounds very, very good. We're out of time for this segment. We're going to be back talking more about all of this. Very interesting show. We'll be right back with Chaplain Gary Cortese. Stand by.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Journey singing Don't Stop Believing. We're back in our last segment with Chaplain Gary Cortez doing great work around the country. Gary Cortez, God's crusader for the chaplain. Can't call it the chaplain business. It is so far from being a business that because there's I know from a lot of research there's not much pay for a lot of these chaplains, men and women that go out and do tremendous things at crime scenes, at drownings, car accidents, whatever it may be. So now, Chaplain, what do you have coming up the next couple of weeks? You got a busy schedule.
Yeah, that's to say the very least. Yeah, just less than 2 weeks, I'll be attending a suicide prevention awareness training at the Fire Academy in Chicago. The Chicago Fire Department is actually hosting this, and it's really to deal with this issue of suicide in the fire service. And so I've got that coming up. I'm going to be spending an entire day as well with a battalion chief down there at one of the busy firehouses in Chicago, spending a day with him, interacting with him, talking to him, and observing how they do business and so forth. We've got coming up September, and I almost forgot to mention the State Line Chaplains Organization will be meeting as well around that same time in just about next week, actually. Next week, the State Line Chaplains that I had organized and oversee for the area. And we've got a September 11th memorial service coming up, which we usually, this is an annual event for our area. It's a big deal. We'll have a guest speaker. We'll have an honor guard. You make it a very special time to honor and pay tribute and to help people remember. So that's coming up September. And as well as helping other departments with their own program, health and wellness. And so staying ever busy, helping other departments with theirs as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. And, you know, folks, Chaplain Cortez gets right to the heart of the matter. I brought him one day to a fire department. In fact, I drove him to a fire training facility back on the East Coast. And the fire chief said, hey, you want to go through the, what was it called, Chaplain?
That was the flashover simulator.
The flashover simulator. The fire chief had to get them all ready to go through this. And, you know, he learned so much. This is, helps him with his teaching. He just went through this simulator thing, okay? And he came out of it, and I looked at him. He was all black from, you know, whatever. And he looked like, for a couple of seconds, I thought, you know, maybe Evander Holyfield was in there, and the whole point was he's going to hit you a couple shots to see how hard, how what you can take. But no, it was the simulator. And I know when I put you in the car with me to take you back home, it took you quite a while, right?
Yeah, that was quite a unique experience. And I would probably tell you that not very many chaplains have been through that. And I'm the only chaplain I do know of that has been through that experience. And it made me appreciate my role as a spiritual presence. That was unforgettable, truly an unforgettable experience. And I felt never more nearer to God than I did when I was in that.
I know, that was something. Very proud of you that day. Now, tell the people how to reach you on your website there. Everybody has a cousin, a brother, a father that's involved in police department or fire services. You have somebody that you know, a best friend. Give your website and everything to the public here so they know how to reach you.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have www.firstdofamily.com. It's the word first, FIRST, and the word do, DUE, and then family, firstdofamily.com. I'd love to have you get on that website and check that out. We're also, it's on Facebook, and it's First Do Family. So we do Facebook, and then also my email. And this is going to be tricky now. Everybody misspells chaplain, but it's chaplain at byronfire.com. And chaplain is chaplain at Byron, BYRON, fire.com. So firstdofamily.com, chaplain at Byron Family, byronfire.com, and then the first do on Facebook. And we'd love to have people like us on Facebook. First Do Family, and check out the website. Still a work in progress, but you can read up a little bit about us and what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, this is great. I told you quite a while back, I said, Gary, this is going to grow and grow and grow. And also, you know, folks, when you do what Chaplain Cortez does, your family has to be around you, too. Your family have to surround you with their okays, so to speak. You have the right type of wife that okays you on this. And is she okay? I mean, going out 3 or 4 in the morning on these horrible scenes that you have to go on, it's just something I know that you got to get used to, right?
That's exactly right. You need a good support system at home, or you'll be no good for anybody, including yourself. So not everybody should jump into this type of ministry. You have to have full support, and otherwise it certainly will cause havoc in your own home, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I do know, and again, it's all very confidential, how you run everything, which is great, but I do know you still meet with people that you may have met from a tragedy a year, 2, 3 years ago, and that is fantastic because you're still helping those people, and
that's
just great what you do. So, you know, in closing here, keep up the good work. Everybody's very proud of you, of what you're doing. And, again, be prepared because it's going to grow. And people are going to want more of these, and they're going to want more Gary Cortez's police. So that's what they have to that's what you're going to have to build up as time goes by. I'm feeling that right now. That's what you're going to have to build up. So we got 30 seconds to go here. I want to thank you again. We will talk soon. And ladies and gentlemen, please correspond with him. Look him up. Take care of his ministry. Help him. And until we meet again next Sunday night with Crime Time with Vito Colucci, PI, Vito Colucci saying good night and God bless you. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.